USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Rulings on two major issues won't be released by the Supreme Court until next week at the earliest. Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included in today's release of opinions. Two cases will determine if race can be used as a factor in a college admission, while two others are centered on Biden's plan to cancel some student loans. Several U.S. federal government agencies are still scrambling from a global cyber attack.
The hack attack compromised the widely used MOVEit software on Thursday. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was working on it. A certain Russian-speaking ransomware group has done this in the past, but it's not yet clear if they're behind this breach. This adds to a growing number of victims of a hacking campaign that started 2 weeks ago, hitting major American universities and state governments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Cleanup is underway in Perryton, Texas, after a devastating tornado that killed three people yesterday. There's an extensive damage to homes, businesses in the panhandle town of about 8,000. County officials said 114 people were injured. However, everyone that was reported missing after the twister has been accounted for. The victims have been identified as two adults in their 60s and an 11-year-old child. Five service members have been injured after a small Navy boat crashed off the coast of Coronado last night. Jack Cronin has more.
The crash happened at 1:50 in the morning when the small boat hit Zuniga Point Jetty just off the North Island Navy base at Coronado and San Diego Bay during a Naval Special Warfare training mission. The Union Tribune says two people were taken to the hospital in serious condition, three others also transported with lower-level injuries. The Navy says all five are now in stable condition. I'm Jack Cronin.
Don't forget, dear old dad, this Sunday, it's Father's Day. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Pfizer is warning of a shortage of penicillin supplies. The pharmaceutical giant said in a letter to customers there's an impending stock out situation for two of its pre-filled syringes of injectable penicillin. Pfizer blames the shortage on increased demand and more diagnosis of syphilis. The president of Belarus says his nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. Mark Mayfield has the details.
President Alexander Lukashenko said on Thursday that some of the tactical nuclear weapons were three times more powerful than the atomic bombs that the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time that Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 30 years ago.
Virgin Galactic plans to launch its first commercial space tourism flight later this month. Billionaire Richard Branson's company said on Thursday the flight is targeting a launch window that opens June 27th, runs through June 30th. A second commercial flight is planned for early August, followed by flights every month after that. Spotify is ending its podcast deal with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. A joint statement from Harry and Meghan's company says they have mutually agreed to part ways. 12 episodes ran in the podcast called Archetypes, which began last August in a deal estimated to be worth $25 million. Spotify said that Markle was continuing to develop more content on another platform. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.